Scary players doing scary things, rowdies dominate, Champions League thrillers, and more, right here on this Halloween edition of the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. It's almost Halloween, so stick around right here for a special Halloween segment. But first, the Rowdies Rundown. The Tampa Bay Rowdies played to two dominating wins, one on the road against Loudoun United and one at home against the Miami FC. Miami, who are certain USL title contenders, were completely and utterly thrashed by a dominant Rowdy side 3-0. In the fourth minute, Leo Fernandez stole the ball off of a clumsy control by Richard Ballard and played it to Sebastian Guenzotti to tap in. Sebastian Guenzotti scored the second goal in the 71st, moving within only 4 goals for the Golden Boot, an award given to the league's top scorer. Only 6 minutes later, the Rowdies' second top marksman, Steven Dos Santos, dispatched a killer blow to Miami after Saba's header back. The Rowdies threw an unexpected addition into the lineup as Raico Arozarena was given the first nod over Evan Lauro for the first time this season. On the road, against Loudoun, the Rowdies claimed a 1-0 win. Truth be told, it wasn't pretty by any stretch of the mile, but hey, a win's a win. The Rowdies had significantly less possession and scored only off a tap-in by Steven Dos Santos again after Lewis Hilton whipped a ball into the Loudoun box. Jordan Scarlett was impressive in defense, along with Evan Lauro, Forrest Lasso, and Max Lakowecki. Man of the Match honors could even be handed out to Loudoun goalkeeper Jermaine Forda, who is a brick wall behind the Loudoun defenders. In the closing minutes, he made a series of saves that quite literally nearly took my breath away. Next up, the Rowdies close off their season in Vegas and only need 1 point to win the USL regular season. Yes, that means across all conferences, excluding the playoffs, because they are what they really want to win. They are the main goal. The final game of this regular season just happens to be on my birthday. I am turning 15, meaning I predict the Rowdies will win 5-1. Come on, you Rowdies! Happy Halloween, or almost Halloween, to everybody listening. To get in the spirit of the season, I am going to cover some of the best players, or scary players, doing scary things here in this segment. Before anything, I would like to mention some famous soccer Halloween birthdays for anybody that wants to get their trivia on. Marcus Rashford, Ansu Fati, Marco van Basten, and James Tavernier were all born on this spooky day. Now, here are the scariest players from some of the biggest leagues in the world. Number 1, Mohamed Salah, Premier League. What player right now is terrorizing more defenses than Mo Salah for Liverpool? The amazing winger notched a hat trick against rivals Manchester United, and in that game became the highest scoring African player in the Premier League ever, beating out Didier Drogba. Across all competitions, he has now scored in 10 straight games and has scored 107 Premier League goals in 167 Premier League matches. In my opinion, he is the scariest player to opposing defenses in the entire world right now. Number 2, Ciro Immobile, Serie A. The Italian striker always seems to find the back of the net when he is called upon, even if his team do not reply. He currently leads the scoring charts in the Serie A with 8 goals, yet his team, Lazio, find themselves in 8th position in the table. The Italian striker could not find his feet with the Euro 2020 winning Italian squad in that competition. However, any defense that came against Immobile at Lazio will be struck with fear. Number 3, Gaetan Laborde, Ligue 1. For me, the Ligue 1 was a toss-up between Jonathan David, Kylian Mbappe, or Gaetan Laborde, but based off of a few key reasons, Laborde is my pick. He not only has 7 goals this season, but he has only been at Rennes for a short period of time. He has had Ligue 1 experience with Montpellier, however, his form is so good right now that most defenders would be incredibly frightened by his presence. Number 4, Karim Benzema, La Liga. In Spain's top flight, any team tasked with accounting for Benzema's opposing threat is going to be petrified. His runs are second to none, thus why he leads La Liga with 9 goals. He's not only performing in the domestic competitions, he is on fire in European competitions, and for the France national team. Besides Mo Salah, he may just be the most informed player in the world right now. Number 5, Patrick Schick, Bundesliga. This one may come to a shock to many. I can already hear you all asking, what, no Haaland, no Lewandowski? Yes, they may be the two most informed players in the league right now, but they get all the attention. Schick, on the other hand, hardly makes the news. He had a stellar Euro 2020 and has been banging in goals for Bayer Leverkusen. With 8 this season, he places his team in the Champions League runnings. In fact, the more I think about it, the Czech star may even be the most important player in the league and will definitely spook the opposing defense. Number 6, Daniel Salary, MLS. This man has really caught my eye. Salary was a player who was always present but never really made the headlines. Well, now he has. He had a spell in this season where he could just not stop scoring, and he has accumulated 16 goals on the season so far, bagging many assists as well, and countless numbers of man-of-the-match performances for Sporting Kansas City. Nobody would have a fun time marking this Hungarian force right now. Number 7, Sebastian Guendouzi, USL Championship. Bringing it all the way back to the Tampa Bay Rowdies, their star striker has been on fire this season. At one point, Haji Berry had around 20 goals and Guendouzi had 9. He was stuck on 9 for a few games before finally picking up his 10th of the season, going into double digits, and then the Uruguayan had liftoff. He now has 21 goals, only 4 behind Haji Berry. Happy Halloween, everybody! Moving to the Champions League, it's time for me to decide which of the recent games have been the top 3 best. It was a hard one, we had a good selection of games in these past weeks, but this is my ranking. Number 3, PSG 3, RB Leipzig 2. I thought this one could go either way, but it was PSG's brilliance that took them over the line at the end. Kylian Mbappe dispatched in the 9th minute before Leipzig struck back with goals from Portuguese striker André Silva and Nordi Mukiele. The great man Lionel Messi scored twice in 7 minutes to win the game for PSG, even though Mbappe missed a penalty in the dying seconds of the match. Number 2, Man United 3, Atalanta 2. Atalanta started this game by going 2 goals up in the 30th minute, with goals from Mario Pasalic and Mara Demiral. Manchester United were eager to respond, with Marcus Rashford's shot getting the Red Devils back into the game in the 53rd minute. Captain Harry Maguire equalized the contest before, who else, Cristiano Ronaldo won the game. Number 1, Liverpool 3, Atletico Madrid 2. Liverpool struck early in this match through the most informed man on the planet, Mo Salah. They doubled their lead only 5 minutes later through a goal of the season contender from Naby Keita. Antoine Griezmann scored twice before the 35th minute to level the scores before he got sent off 7 minutes after halftime. It was to be Liverpool's Egyptian king who bagged the winning goal from the penalty spot. What a game. Finally, let's talk about my worldwide game of the week. I swear I'm not biased, but it does involve Liverpool walking Manchester United. Okay, all jokes aside, it's not the players' faults at United. They have a superb team, but the management in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer may be the issue. Liverpool won the game 5-0, and I think that pretty much explains it. Salah scored a hat-trick, Keita scored again, and Diogo Jota notched another goal for his tally. On top of that, Paul Pogba got sent off, and the whole affair was a disaster from Manchester United in their perspective. Be sure to follow my Instagram account, at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol, World Soccer Report, all one word. And if you are listening on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify archives by searching THE World Soccer Report, not all one word. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to RadioSt.Pete.com for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game. Happy Halloween!